Now the news. I'm Shahi. Norwegian skier Therese Johaug has won the first gold medal at the Beijing Winter Olympic Games. She won the cross-country skiing women's 7.5 kilometers plus 7.5 kilometers ski athlon. In short track speed skating, there is good news for the Chinese women's team, and a new Olympic record was also born from the women's 500-meter competitions. Guo Yan reports.
Chinese short track speed skater Fan Kexin, Zhang Yuting, and Qu Chunyu are qualified for the quarterfinal of women's 500 meters. Fan Kexin took the lead in her group. She won silver in 1,000 meters event in 2014 Winter Olympics. Dutch short track superstar Susanna Schoding smashed Olympic record. Italy's Arianna Fontana, who's been running 500 meters, also got qualified for the next round.
The president of the organizing committee of the Paris Olympics in 2024 was not able to travel to Beijing because he contracted COVID-19. But Tony Estanger sends his best wishes and says it's important for them to observe and learn from Beijing 2022.
My team will be there to really look at carefully details about operations in terms of transport, in terms of the Olympic village for the athletes and all the services provided, the competition venues and so on. So we still have many things to observe and to learn from this unique opportunity. And of course, because they are the games and because I am a former athlete, of course I was also supposed to come to support all the athletes from all around the world and maybe especially the French delegation.
The former Olympic champion also says Paris will welcome Chinese spectators in 2 years' time. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and reaffirmed China's support to the global fight against COVID-19. The president also says China is willing to work closely with the UN to push for stronger, greener and healthier global development. He adds that China will continue to make new contributions to maintaining world peace and stability, as well as building a shared future for mankind. China's vice foreign minister says the talks between Chinese President Xi Jinping and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on Friday were very successful. Liu Cheng says the two leaders had an in-depth and thorough exchange of views on China-Russia relations and a series of major issues concerning global development and stability. The two countries signed nearly 20 documents on cooperation in areas including economy and trade, investment, energy and sports. The president also announced the official launch of the years of sports exchanges between China and Russia. China and Russia have signed an authorized economic operator mutual recognition agreement in order to better facilitate their relations in customs and trade. Companies will enjoy simplified customs procedures when they export products under the system. The agreement between China and Russia is expected to create a safer and more convenient environment for the two countries in consolidating the foundation of energy cooperation, trade and investment. China has lodged solemn representations against Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's statement politicizing sports. The Chinese embassy in Canada says Trudeau's statement on so-called human rights violations are against the Olympic Charter. A spokesperson emphasized that the Beijing Winter Olympics is a big event for athletes and sports enthusiasts worldwide instead of a platform for political posturing and manipulation. Data from Johns Hopkins University show that the United States has reached the grim milestone of 900,000 coronavirus deaths. It took only 52 days to reach that number from 800,000. A court in Cape Town has denied the bail application of the man suspected of setting fire to the South African Parliament last month. Zandile Christmas Mafe is charged with housebreaking with intent to commit terrorism, arson and theft. He could face life imprisonment if convicted. The state prosecutor says the 49-year-old allegedly used boxes, paper and petrol to start the fire, which damaged the building of the National Assembly, the lower house, and completely burned down the chamber of the National Assembly. And that's the news. I'm Shahi.